راپورتی سالانه رخراوی چاودری مافی مروف هیومن رایتس واچ که پیدا چونه و دکا در باره مافکانی مروف لنوت ولاد دا. برای بری گشتی هیومن رایتس واچ کن روث او راپورتیان بلاو کرده و لگل وشیاری کی مترسیدار با جیهان.
The global rise of populists poses an extraordinarily dangerous threat to human rights. Human rights exist to protect people from governments. Yet today, a new generation of populists is reversing that role. Claiming to speak for the people, they treat rights as an impediment to the majority will, a needless obstacle to defending the nation from perceived threats and evils.
لأو راپورت سالانه دا هر وها رخنه گیراوه لروسیا، چین، ترکیا و سروک کانیان. هر وها سروکی سوری بشار الاسد بو با امنج کردنی خلکانی سیویل لجنگ. برز روث دلت پشکو خستنی وانی میجو کارکی مترسی داره. او هر وها روناکی دکات سروی پی دلت که جینی گرانیو اوش برز بونوی دیارده کی جیهانیه.
We see a similar scapegoating of asylum seekers, immigrants, and especially Muslims in Europe. Leading the charge have been Marine Le Pen in France and Geert Wilders in the Netherlands. But there are echoes of this intolerance in the Brexit campaign, the rhetoric of Viktor Orban in Hungary and Jaroslaw Kaczynski in Poland, and far-right parties from Germany to Greece. Throughout the European Union, officials and politicians hearken back to distant, even fanciful times of perceived national ethnic purity.
برابری رخراوی Human Rights Watch لاسترالیا الین پیرسن دلت همان دیارده بویه لاسترالیا برایو بچید. بلان بشیوی کی کمتر.
Globally, we're certainly seeing the rise of populist leaders who openly display a contempt for human rights and particularly the international system of protecting human rights under UN treaties. I think in Australia, although we're not seeing it to the same degree as other countries, certainly we have seen a resurgence in parties like One Nation that also are seeking to scapegoat minority communities, whether they be foreigners, whether they be refugees, whether they be Muslim communities.
او راپورتا هر وها روناکی دکاتا او لانانی که جی نیگرانیه لأسترالیا بتایبتی که شکن سبارد با پنا خوازان و پولیسیکانی اوان دگریتا و هر وها حل سوکوت کردن لگل خلکانی رسن بتایبتی لاوانیان لزندان. برز پیسن دالت لکاتک دا استرالیا وکو ولاتی کی فر کلتوری و دیموکراسی دناسرت که مافو ازادی کی زوری تیدایا بالام چندین کیشا بیچار سر مونتاوا.
But where Australia is a real outlier compared to other particularly Western nations is in its treatment of refugees and asylum seekers. And while certainly there is some concern that some European nations or political parties might be looking to Australia to adopt this approach, certainly we don't think that this is an approach that works. We don't think that you can penalise a couple of thousand people and leave them to languish in limbo for years in detention as a symbol of deterrence. You know, we'd be in dangerous territory if Europe or if other countries started to adopt similar policies.
او هر وها دلید لکاتک دا استرالیا یا ساکانی دجب تروری سپاندوا وک پرچدانویک لمترسی تروری جیهانی. نیگرانی هیا که ام یاسان زورتوند کرونتو کار بکات لازادی تک.
There's concern about control orders being extended to kids as young as 14, which would allow extreme limitations on their movement and communications. The other key area of concern with Australia's laws is post-sentence detention for people convicted of terrorism. And I think once the government is going down a path of allowing people to remain in prison without actually being tried for offences, this is really chipping away at fundamental rights under our laws.
برزان گتان گرد لراپورتی که SBS رادیو سبارد با راپورتی سالانه رخراوی چاودری مافی مروی جیهانی Human Rights Watch. ام راپورتا للاین بریانا روبتسا و اماده کرابو.
لگل SBS رادیو بشی کردین.